This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 55 for Monday, September the 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Monday morning due to a lack of support from other vegetable oils. The November canola contract drops $8.40 at $771.70 per ton, while the January contract gives up $8.60 at $779.40 per ton. There's pressure on canola from losses in European rapeseed, Malaysian palm oil, and Chicago soy oil. Gains in Chicago soy beans and soy meal are providing some support to canola. Modest upticks in global crude oil prices are tempering further declines in the vegetable oils. Harvest progress across the Canadian prairies is adding more pressure on canola. Alberta reported on Friday that its overall province-wide harvest reached 35% complete, with the canola at 10% finished. There's also positioning ahead of two major reports this week. Tomorrow, the United States Department of Agriculture releases its September supply and demand estimates. Then on Thursday, Stat Canada publishes its second model-based production survey. The Canadian dollar is higher on Monday morning, with the loonie improving to 73.56 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.36. The USDA reports a private sale of 185,000 tons of soy meal to the Philippines. Later this morning, the department will issue its export inspections report, with the crop progress report coming out this afternoon. In the supply and demand report tomorrow, soybean ending stocks are projected to fall from 245 million bushels in August to 207 million bushels. The carryover for corn is to drop from 2.2 billion bushels to 2.41 billion, and the carryout for wheat is to ease back from 615 million bushels to 613 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday morning. The November contract gains 8 cents at $13.71 per bushel. October soy meal adds $4.60 at $407.30 per short ton. October soy oil dips 1/10 of a cent at 61.36 U.S. cents per pound. Corn is a pinch higher as its December contract nudges up a penny at $4.85 per bushel. Oats are lower as its December contract slips 2.5 cents at $4.97.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, with Chicago December giving up 6 cents at 5.90. Kansas City December falls 9 cents at 7.23. And Minneapolis December foregoes 6 cents at 7.65. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, September 11th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.